Joining us now to talk about that is political strategist Raven Harrison. Raven, good morning. Welcome to Talk 107.3. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing very well this morning. I appreciate you getting us in. I know it's a busy morning. A lot of folks wanting to talk about this exact topic.
Yes.
So let's dive right in. When we pick back up today, is McCarthy just going to take his L?
Not so far as I've seen. He said he's not going anywhere. So either he's prepared to take another L or he's going to be there to watch.
Is he the right guy for this job?
I would say no. I would say this is the fact that we're having this dissension between the House Freedom Caucus and the perceived establishment is proof positive that people are ready for a change. It's the people's house. The people want their house back. And they are sending a clear message that the same tired, failed Mick leadership that they've been seeing for the past several years is unacceptable.
As a Republican, should I be worried about this level of divide within my own party?
As a Republican, I can tell you that I'm really excited to see our Republican leadership do what we've been asking them to do for years, which is stand up for Republican principles and values and fight the fights we need to fight. We are being steamrolled by the Democrats, and we need a backbone, we need a spine, and we need clear, decisive leadership. We don't need backbiting. We don't need more backdoor deals. We don't need promises that aren't going to be kept. We need results, and we need them now.
Talking with political strategist Raven Harrison, author of the book Raven's Mantle, Fighting for the Betrayal of America. Raven, I want to ask you about this divide, though, and I like your answer to the last question. But as when you're looking to put forward an agenda, how much muscle can you flex when half of your party is in – half of your party is fighting with the other half of your party. We need to more unified front for the agenda itself.
We do, but we need to unify behind what our party is standing for. What we are divided on are the issues that we should not be divided on. We are divided on the spending. We are divided on the role of Congress. Those are not issues we were meant to deal with this vote for Speaker of the House. We are supposed to be pushing forth our conservative, limited government, Republican values, and that's where the stalemate is. I mean, the fact that we're having to negotiate putting back in the vacating of the chair, which Pelosi took out after having it in since 1789, that's a big deal that we're having to put that in, that was actually a concession that McCarthy had to make in order to try to win the votes he needed, was to put back what should have never been taken out. That shows you where the divide is. It's straight along the policy that we're supposed to be electing these officials to represent.
We're talking with political strategist Raven Harrison. Okay, Raven, I'm in my mind, I'm working under the belief that Kevin McCarthy is just done. Like, if his number of votes decreased from round two to round three yesterday, that's not trending in the right direction. If there were gaining of votes, I could see it. And at this point, if he wants to move forward, he's not going to garner more votes from Republicans. He would have to make a deal on the Democrat side to get their votes. So I don't see this happening for him at all. That brings us around to who's next.
Well, as far as who's next, I mean, it looks like we've got some really good options for front runners. I know that what Jim Jordan has said, and I respect him trying to give a message of more unity. But we have people asking the same question: is it better to have a rhino or a Democrat? And I would say, they're equally terrible. Pick your poison. But I would say that, Jim Jordan, Andy Biggs, we've heard a lot of good alternatives, and I believe right now it's time to do what the people are asking for, what's best to move the party forward. We are, in fact, stuck. We do need to get past the stalemate. We need to get forward to doing the people's business. And we can't do that until the agendas, come off. I hear people going, this is Jim Jordan is saying we should do this. And I'm like, well, what do the people say? The people are saying that Jim Jordan, and what about Scalise? It could be Scalise. It could be Jordan. It could be Biggs. And I feel like we should now try to rally around what we believe the best choice is. It didn't work out with McCarthy. Let's get behind what is going to move the Republican agenda forward.
Well, no doubt, since you're on the radio in Baton Rouge right now, Steve Scalise is from just down the road. He was there before this divide. As a Louisiana congressman, he's taken a bullet for his country already. Literally, yes. He is there to serve. He has said as much. He has thrown his support behind McCarthy just to keep things moving in the right direction. If anybody has done anything right throughout this, it's Louisiana's first district congressman, Steve Scalise. He has positioned himself as a dutiful servant, not just to the country, but to his party as well.
Amen. And what I would like to say is that's one of the reasons I would like to see him get it, is because he doesn't want it. Kevin McCarthy has made a career off of pursuing this position, this seat. Who does that serve? So I would like to see a servant of the people. And I agree with you that Scalise has done, you know, he's a patriot, the hero. And he's taken a lot for this country. And the ones who want it least are the ones we should want to have it more.
Let's handicap this a little bit for me, if you could. How does this play out today? Is it going to be drawn out? Is it going to go beyond today? Or will we see things? Because they're not reconvening until noon, which tells me they're getting the real work done this morning. You know, everything happens off the floor. So how much of this gets done? Like, do they reconvene at noon and everything's already in order, or is this going to drag out beyond another vote?
Well, I think it's going to drag out, but this is giving some unprecedented time for them to do some crazy. When I say them, I feel like it's mostly McCarthy who's doing the negotiating behind the scenes. He is really not going to go down. I wish I had seen this fight on behalf of Republican principles the last 12 years he's been in office. But in either way, what I feel you're going to see is I feel like we're going to see a swing one way or the other. Either he has been able to convincingly, you know, get people to come to his side, which would be unprecedented, but I wouldn't rule it out. Or we're going to have to show a unified front behind another candidate. I feel like this is what we're seeing right now is historical. May not be necessarily in a good way, but either way, we have to show that we want them to do their jobs. It's time to do what we elected them to do.
When it comes down to it, how much political capital do you think is spent on naming a speaker or electing a speaker versus getting? I feel like there's a chance we're putting too much emphasis on the who and not the what.
You're exactly right. I feel like what we're seeing right now, this unprecedented lobbying, you know, the issues that we are divided on, the vacating of the chair, the Holman rule, the things that have been, the things that had to be negotiated or that McCarthy had to concede in order to feel he had a shot to grab the speaker's chair is what's concerning. So that's what we need to get back to. We need to do is not focus on the who. We need to get the job done. We can't pass budgets. We can't balance budgets. We can't seem to close the border. We can't seem to do anything we were elected to do. And now we're in fighting over, you know, who wants the gavel. It should be who moves the party forward. Now we've seen they don't want McCarthy. This has been a clear rejection of McCarthy. Time to move forward. Who is it going to be? And now let's get on to the Republican business.
She is Raven Harrison, author of Raven's Mantle. Check out the Raven's Radar podcast as well. We appreciate a couple minutes this morning. Thanks for your insight.
Glad to be here. Thank you.